Welcome back. It is Game On. We're going to go straight to the Fidelity Communications Hotline and bring in Richard Davenport, the recruiting guy for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, WholeHogSports.com, and the host of our Recruiting Thursday right here on Fox Sports Arkansas. Richard, it's been a pretty busy time for you guys. I mean, it started Friday. You had the Natural State Elite Camp at War Memorial Stadium. I saw there was a big camp in Memphis on Saturday, and plus you had the Fab 40 down in Benton Saturday afternoon. Now you're up in Fayetteville for their two-day camp. It's keeping you pretty busy.
Yeah, June is definitely the time of the year where you have on-campus camps and obviously satellite camps, and Arkansas has already done several satellite camps. The one in Memphis was a big one because Tennessee, Auburn, Mississippi State, I mean, a ton of schools were there. They had four sessions starting at around 10 o'clock and ended around 6 o'clock. They had four sessions of about 300 to 400 kids in each session. So there was a lot of great athletes at Memphis, and Arkansas coaches were there and able to see some kids. And it was a great opportunity for the kids to be able to showcase what they could do in front of so many college coaches.
Richard, I went on a little, not really necessarily a rant, but just trying to educate any kids that may be listening right now. I told the story of seeing a recruit or an athlete at War Memorial Stadium on Friday, and I didn't say who he was or where he's from, just that he was a stud. I mean, he looked the part of a football player, and college coaches were all just clamoring over him. I mean, you saw him going from drill to drill. They would take extra time to walk by and talk to the kid. And then it was over. I think I saw about four or five different coaches talking to the kid. And so I asked you about him. Doesn't have the greats. And what a shame that is. And the lesson is you got to get your grades now. If you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, don't wait till the end because you never know. Got to have your grades. Got to study. Can't be just a physical specimen.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of hard work to be the best that you can be physically, but really you're doing well to get in physical shape and all that. But it doesn't mean anything if you don't take care, put the same type of effort into the books, and because most likely, unfortunately, the kid will probably have to go to JC. And JC is junior college is not the greatest setup far as success because it's the funding at junior colleges is quite limited. They don't have the tutors, they don't have the resources to help you be successful in the classroom, and you're kind of on your own. And if you don't have that discipline coming out of high school, a lot of times these guys kind of fall through the cracks when they get to junior college and never make it out of junior college. So it is a great example of making sure you take care of business in high school so you'll have those opportunities that are presented to you and have the options to do what you want to do.
Richard Davenport's with us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. Did the Natural State Senior Elite Camp produce anything that was eye-opening or get any attention?
Not really, to be honest. I think if anything, it did help a little bit with some kids as far as possible, walk-on guys that could be preferred walk-on guys at Arkansas. But as far as his note, as far as any serious looks from the coaching staff, as far as a possible offer, no.
I think it's great for the Division II, the Division IIIs. You're going to get the opportunity. Those coaches are going to get the opportunity to see so many players in one place. And these are Arkansas kids that they can maybe get to stay at home. I think it's great for OBU, for Henderson State, Harding, for those coaches. And I saw all of them there. I think it's a great opportunity for them. And then in turn, it's great for the high school kids that may not be D1 caliber players.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. That it is really geared more towards those type of kids, because most of the kids at Arkansas, there can always be a surprise. But Coach Lunny and the staff do such a great job of knowing who's who in the state of Arkansas. They usually don't miss anybody. So their main thing is getting kids on campus for these type camps, and that's their main focus. That camp in the War Memorial Stadium is really geared more towards the smaller schools.
Richard Davenport's with us. Richard, what's going on today or in Fayetteville now with this two-day camp?
Well, they're going to start doing some testing as far as the 40-yard dash, pro agility shuttle, vertical, things of that nature. Then they'll practice this afternoon. They'll practice tonight, and then they'll kind of repeat that tomorrow minus the testing tomorrow and kind of wrap up around 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Any names of note?
Well, really, it's really kids that are going to be visiting. Trevor Trout is a defensive lineman, heavily recruited defensive lineman from St. Louis. He's planning to visit Arkansas today. Then you do have Ty Evans, a 2019 quarterback from Colorado. Arkansas was the first school to offer him. He, as far as I know he's supposed to be here today. As far as I know, he's going to participate in the camp. Just get coached by Coach Enos and just get to know the coaching staff a little bit better. And obviously, he's going to be given a tour of the campus and the facilities and get to spend a lot of time with the coaching staff and get to know them. And I know Arkansas is very, very high on him, and he's a guy that, Arkansas jumped on first, and I think that, that scored some points with him.
He is very impressive looking, that's for sure. All right, Richard, I got to get to the news of Luke Ford. What's going on there? Was that a surprise, a shocker? I mean, when I saw it, I was like, what?
Yeah, I would say it was a surprise from the standpoint of how he always talked about how impressed he was with Arkansas, how solid he was with Arkansas. You know, he said that he had only visited two schools, Illinois and Arkansas, and he thinks he needs to check some other schools out to make sure he's making the right decision. Usually when a kid decommits from a school, it's very rare that he later on commits again with that same school. But, you know, if there's a possibility of that happening, I would say that Luke is maybe one of those possibilities, but I wouldn't, I would say the chances are probably not that good because he's planning to visit several schools, and a lot of times when you make that decision to look around, you never come back. But, we'll see. Just time will tell on that.
I always got the impression he was close with some of those guys in that class, the way they tweeted each other, and it seemed like they had already created a bond.
Oh, there's no doubt they did. Bumper and Connor and that's it. Here's the deal: you never should ever be shocked by anything in recruiting because I've kind of seen it all. I would say that his decommitment was kind of I would say from a scale of 1 to 10, it was probably about an 8.5 on the shocking scale, but. It is what it is. You're still talking about 16, 17, 18-year-old young men that never really, most of the time, they don't anticipate having the opportunities that they have. They really don't know how good they are. And then all these coaches start coming and talking to them. It kind of surprises them. And sometimes you don't think things out the way that you should and before you jump on board with a commitment. And I think that might have been the case with him, at least, I guess.
Yeah, because Arkansas was really early to offer on him, weren't they?
Yeah, they were second school to offer, and he had 19 offers though from some very good schools when he did commit to Arkansas. So it wasn't like he didn't have opportunities when he pledged to Arkansas. But obviously, I think he just kind of rethought things and decided it was best for him to look around to make sure he's making the right decision, according to him.
And I was talking earlier, and to my knowledge, because Brett Bielema has a policy, if you're committed to us, you don't go on official visits. And I think it only happened one time. Is that correct?
Say that again, Wes. I'm sorry.
Coach Bielema has a policy. If you're committed to Arkansas, mm-hmm. He doesn't want you taking official visits somewhere else. He's been pretty open about that. He doesn't feel like, if you're committed to them, he's going to be committed to you. And so he doesn't want commitments taking official visits elsewhere. And from my knowledge, it only happened, did he allow that to happen one time? And then he said he won't ever allow that to happen again.
As far as I know, I mean, KJ decommitted, KJ Hill decommitted to make some visits. He pretty much, I think the pretty standard, his response is if you want to visit other schools, you're not committed, so you probably need to decommit. And I think that's pretty much what he said to Luke.
Okay. Well, I thought KJ, I thought he was allowed to go on his visit. I didn't realize he decommitted before he went. So there you go. That is the way that's kind of been his policy from the beginning. And Now we're seeing it with Luke Ford, too. What do you got for the rest of the week? You get to take a break after this two-day camp?
I'll be able to have a few days at home, and looks like I'll start back again on Saturday, and then on Sunday they'll have the Trench Hog Camp, where they're going to have Travis Swanson, Sebastian Tritola, Trey Flowers, Robert Thomas helping out with the camp next Sunday. I'm expecting some pretty quality offensive linemen and defensive linemen here next weekend.
Man, that sounds huge. That sounds like that ought to be a big draw. Is that the case?
I think it is. I think it is. I know Noah Gatlin from Jonesboro, who has 17 offers right now. He's planning to make the trip, and he's a strong candidate to get an offer. He's at the Memphis camp on Sunday. Coach Anderson was watching him the whole time, and I would say if he does well next Sunday, that he'll walk away with an offer from Arkansas.
RD, I appreciate the time. I know you're busy. Thank you for coming on and explaining some things and talking recruiting with us.
Y'all, anytime. Thanks, Wes.